Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Erechin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey. What if someone says, Sharze, this axe that belongs to me, Oila should be a carbon oila. Or he says, Bayeze, this house, which is my house, carbon should be a carbon. Obviously, we're not makar of a house on the Mizbeach, but it means Lebedek HaBayez for general use in the Beis HaMikdash. That means Bezin is going to sell the house and use the money for whatever expenses Hegdash has. What happened afterwards is Umes HaShar, the Shar died, or Venafal HaBayez, the house came crashing down. And the Gizbar didn't take hold of it yet. It didn't go into the Rishus of Hegdash yet. Does he have to provide a different house or a different shard? Zakta Mishnah, Einoi Chayiv L'Shalim. He does not have to pay the value of it. But if he said, Demei Sharze Alai, he didn't say this shard to Hegdash, or this shard is an oil. He said the value of this shard should be a carbon oil. Or instead of saying this house, Leveda Gabayas, he said, Demei Bayez Alai, the value of this house upon me, Le Carbon. Then, even if Mes HaShar, if the Shar died, Benafel Gabayas, or the house fell down, Chayiv L'Shalem, he still has to pay. Because even after the Shar died, and even after the house comes crashing in, there still is a value to it. This that we said when a person dies, there's no value, that's only by a person. By a person, it's totally in the Shama. The guf is just the keli for the neshama. Once the neshama leaves, there's nothing left with the guf. The guf is asur ba'ana. But when a house caves in, there's still a lot of value. And when the shard dies, there's still value. Okay, so once again, if someone says, this shard of mine should be an oila, or he says, this house of mine should go lebed the kabayah, should be a carbon, is the lashon of the Mishnah. We know he doesn't mean carbon because you can't be makar of a house. But it means the value goes to Hegdish. And then the shard dies or the house caves in. Doesn't have to pay. He said this shar, and now there's no shar anymore. But if he says the value of this shar, or he says the value of this house, even after the shar dies or the house caves in, then he still has to give the value to Hegdash. So when you get older, you're going to learn a lot of Torah on this Mishnah. But basically speaking, the Mefarshim explained, when you say shar ze oila, you're giving that shar. If the shar dies, it's no longer a shar the way we would understand the shar is. When the house caves in, it's no longer a house. When you say the value of a shar, you're not giving the shar. You're using the shar as a way of measuring how much you want to give to Hegdash. And that's even after the shar dies, you still have an obligation to pay.